This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, good morning and welcome, my friends. It is 8:07, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And we've got major headlines. President Trump giving a warrior bonus to the military folks. We'll talk about that coming up. But first, we have a special guest that we want to talk to right now, Nick DeMauro. And talking about FSAs. Good morning, Nick. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it is our pleasure. FSAs, these are these flexible spending accounts. Many of them have, we have it through the workplace and stuff. And I think it's interesting because it's called flexible. Yeah, sure, it's flexible until the end of the year. So, you know, explain to us what's going on here.
Yeah. So flexible spending accounts, like you said, they're offered by employers. But a really crazy statistic in that space is over $4 billion every single year goes unused in these flexible spending accounts. So roughly 40 to 50% of FSA cardholders forfeit money every year with an average loss of exceeding $400. So these are, like you said, named flexible, but they're super, super complex. And every single year, our everyday Americans are losing $4 billion. So they're really complex, and we're out to try to get the news out there to tell people how to use them, when to use them, where to use them, to really reduce those dollars being forfeited every year.
Well, in fact, you built a new platform. You're the CEO and co-founder of Daylie. Tell me about this platform. I guess it does all the things that you're talking about. It kind of removes some of the complexity of the FSA.
Yeah, so you can spend your FSA dollars on both products and services, and how I like to kind of break them down, the service component of it. Think of your copays, your prescriptions, some of your doctor's visits, some of the services that you're allowed, and then products, right? So your everyday health and wellness products that you can purchase actually using your flexible spending dollars. So what we've done is we've built a 100% compliant flexible spending marketplace where consumers can go on, spend dollars, and know that everything they're buying on the platform is FSA eligible. So flexible spending accounts, they are governed by the IRS. So there's a lot of different rules and regulations on what you can spend your dollars on. So really building that ease of use solution for consumers to spend their dollars. And then we have a few other products we'll be launching over the coming months that are really, really exciting in this space.
Well, I know that they've expanded some of the things that you can purchase through FSA. You know, sunscreen, acne care, over-the-counter, some wellness devices, and more. So there are opportunities that you might not normally think of where you can use this money before you lose it, basically, at the end of the year. And I'm not trying to be a smart aleck here, but can you use an FSA for, say, a therapeutic massage?
Yeah, so there are a lot of different things you can use it on. Even think of massage guns and some of the red light therapy masks and stuff. You know, everyday health and wellness items are approved under it. There's some really crazy things. Like if you travel for medical care, you can reimburse yourself for the mileage, parking, and tolls every time you take a trip to the doctor, dentist, or pharmacy, right? So, again, we are out to really allow consumers to utilize these funds in a more efficient manner. And ultimately, they don't have to think when they're using those dollars, and our platform helps them do that.
Yeah, and so what is the is it a .com? What do people do to get all this beautiful information you put together?
Yeah. So we're launching both a web application and a mobile application. So consumers can go to var.com and make purchases as well as download our app. We're also building out a monitoring platform where we'll help consumers look back on historical transactions to see if they've paid out of pocket for FSA eligible items that they can actually get reimbursed through the dollars they've already funded in their FSA. So like I said, a lot of exciting things coming down the pipe on our platform to really give consumers the clean access to their dollars like they should have.
What a great tool that's going to be and really customized to the individual user and helping to track. And I love it. It makes great sense. It's going to make people more efficient with their flexible spending accounts and not just let it go at the end of the year. And by the way, I got to ask you this, Nick. What happens to the money that, well, to us disappears, but what actually happens to it?
Yeah, so that money actually goes back to the employers, right? So $4 billion every single year is going back to employers. There are some rules and regulations on what the employers can do with that money. So they have to buy down premiums, offset administration costs for administering these benefits. But yeah, those dollars go back to the employers every single year.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's not like it disappears into the vacuum of government. So I guess there's something good to say about that. I guess what's the number one thing that you see, or one of the top things you see, is people not realizing what they can spend their FSA dollars on, and like I say, just leaving a balance there and walking away.
Yeah, I think it's just, again, just understanding what you can use it on. So if you think about it, consumers are spending anywhere from $2,000 to $2,500 a year on FSA-eligible items, right? So they're using their FSA card for 25% of what they could be using it for because there's so much other stuff that's out there that's FSA-eligible that they just don't know about, right? So it's really educating consumers, building a platform for ease of use. But just going back, the biggest component of FSAs and HSAs are the educational component of really getting the access to consumers on what's eligible, what's not eligible, when they can spend it, when they can't spend it, et cetera. A lot of times consumers don't even know that their dollars may roll over for a few months into the next year. They may have a grace period. So, they can take some of their dollars up to $600, $650 and move it into the next year's spend. So there's so many different nuanced type rules around these accounts, which is crazy to me. Again, we're out on a path to really, put a product in front of consumers that they really, really understand and allow for ease of use.
Yeah, I mean, well, look, we're bombarded with so much information all of the time, and anything related to healthcare, a lot of people, we can't help it, our eyes kind of gloss over. It's like, what's the deductible? How much is it going to cost me this year? And so I think sometimes with the FSA, we don't educate ourselves to the degree that we need to, and it looks like your platform is really going to fill the bill and be exactly what we need. Is Daylii, and we really appreciate your time, and hopefully that helps to spur people into action, and they'll be very smart with their FSA accounts.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Bob and Greg.
All right, Nick DeMauro, appreciate it. Have yourself a great and Merry Christmas and great holidays, my friend.
You guys do the same. Thanks so much for having me.
All right, fantastic.
Anything health related, you're right. Your eyes do just glaze over. It's confusing, and you got FSA, HSA, and all the kind of things. It's nice if some folks are kind of straightening it out for us.
Well, and also, just the one thing he added, he said some accounts, depends mm-hmm. on yours, but some account you can roll over. You can roll over some amount,
right,
depending on the plan. But, yeah, it sounds like they really individualize when you go into their platform, mm-hmm. individualize it to you and your exact FSA plan and what it allows and doesn't allow.
And, of course, then the things that you need are there. So that's, I guess, a win-win, so.
I like it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we shared that information with everybody.
Well, because the year is almost over, and people are probably thinking about Christmas shopping, not their FSA.
Yeah, and it's too late now if you haven't made some of your appointments.
Yeah.
I found out the hard way.
Oh, yeah. Trying to get one, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, and I waited too long, and they tried to guide me and help me and remind me for a while now. So it's definitely on me for sure.
Oh, man.
And you start all over again next year. Here we go. It is 8:16 on The Bob Rose Show, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. You just hit subscribe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Trump gave a great speech last night talking about how far we've come in 11 months, what a mess he inherited. We'll get into that in a little bit. Good morning and welcome. It is 8:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yesterday, the president also participated in the dignified transfer of the American soldiers along with an interpreter that were killed in Syria on Saturday. He was there, and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth as well, side by side, and they did the transfer. Iowa National Guardsman Sergeant Edgar Torres Tover and Sergeant William Howard lost their lives in Syria. Civilian interpreter as well, Ayad Mansour Sakat, and they were transferred from a C-17 at Dover Air Force Base. Mark Levin.
It's like leavened bread. Yeah.
And, you know, one of our hosts on the air, and Mark tells it like it is, and he said that, Trump is our first Jewish president. and it's not the first time he said it. He said it during his first term, the president's first term. But he said, look, it's significant to, you know, in the Jewish community and a friend to Israel, et cetera. So that was nice and accurate and generous and appropriate for him to share that with folks. Here's one that might catch you by surprise.
Uh-oh.
AOC tops a 2028 presidential poll. And this doesn't pit Democrats against each other to see who the nominee would be. This actually is a hypothetical race between AOC and Vice President J.D. Vance.
What?
And the shocker here is she wins.
Oh, that's a scary thought.
51 to 49. Talked to registered voters, 1,500 of them, between December 5th and the 11th. And she won. And isn't she talking trash now, Greg? Didn't she say she recently said she would mop the floor with him or something?
Basically
along
like that, yeah.
So AOC getting a little too big for her britches. But it's interesting.
Uh-huh.
The New York Democratic Congresswoman, known as AOC, edges the likely Republican nominee 51-49%. This is the Argument Verisite survey. And wow.
Yeah.
2.7% margin of error. So it's within the margin of error. But just to have it that close, no matter what, it's astounding to me.
Well, Americans, and again, young Americans, which she would appeal more to, young, liberal, they're kind of in this socialist mentality. They think they're never going to be able to afford anything, so they're ready for somebody who will give them a handout. And she would be the perfect one for that, if that's what you think you're going to get.
No, yeah, they haven't been effectively educated, and the possibilities, and opportunities provided through capitalism, but they sure have been brainwashed into thinking that, you know, socialism is some kind of, there's a romantic view and vision that some of these lefties have, and it is absolutely crazy, and clearly they are not looking at, you know, things like, I don't know, history and things that have actually already occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And look, this is a cycle in my life. I've been on the planet for over 60 years now, and And I've seen it come and go where, you know, every generation, they lean into this socialism, yep, and they think it's the answer. And then when you explain to them that history provides the answer and that it doesn't work because human beings are human beings. And what you'll have is the people that control the socialism or that they control the communism, whatever the case may be, are going to be of the upper class.
Right.
Now you have, at least you have a balance between, you know, large government and large corporations. So you can strike somewhat of a balance with that. And there is still room in there for opportunity. And that's really the most important thing. That's what makes America different, is the ability to move from class to class through your lifetime.
Right.
So many people in America start out being in the, you know, the lower income bracket, especially many of your immigrants. But after a generation, they find themselves, you know, climbing that ladder. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen in socialism or communism unless you become part of the, you know, the party in charge.
Well,
and then you might get something.
Yeah, but as the young idealist, guess who's going to get the least? You're the worker bee for the ones who are established and running the party.
Well, and you also become a useful idiot because you help to push this in, but you're going to find yourself in many cases on the outside looking in, even though, you know, they used you. Basically, that's where the term useful idiot comes from. Dan Bongino, I guess the rumors are true. I'm not guessing, the rumors are true. He is leaving the FBI, Dan Bongino. He took a bit of a haircut in pay to accept that job from like nearly $5 million down to like $220,000.
That's more than a haircut.
That could be a change in lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
827, almost 828 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got plenty more to talk about coming up. Listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is going to be another awesome day. Thanks for listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We appreciate that. We appreciate you very much. And we thank you. It's been another great year. Don't worry, we're going to be here tomorrow. Just saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's never too soon to start thinking about the good things and Christmas and Hanukkah and the new year coming. It's going to be a great year. I feel good about it. I hope everybody else is optimistic. And we'll move forward. We still got plenty of issues to deal with, you know, locally, statewide, and nationally, and even around the globe. Homeland Security officials are taking aim at Washington State, the sanctuary supporting politicians, after an illegal alien truck driver allegedly caused a multi-vehicle accident that killed an American citizen. Again, we've done these stories several times over.
I think it's important to say this is not the same story.
No, it's sickening, and the amount of professional license, CDL licenses that were granted. I think California was one of the worst offenders, granting them to people who, couldn't pass the test, but yet you're going to put them behind the wheel of vehicles that, you know, with freight and all, you're talking 60,000-70,000 pounds in a lot of cases.
Crazy.
Don't you think that, you know, there should be a real professional behind the wheel? I mean, come on.
Oh, you mean somebody who can actually read the traffic signs?
I think that would be helpful.
Yeah.
I do. December 16th press release, DHS blasted Washington State's Democrat establishment for refusing to hand over Indian National Kamalpreet Singh after he caused a December 11th accident that took the life of American citizen Robert Pearson. DHS cited local reports that said the incident occurred when Singh, 25, failed to slow down while driving a semi, and his vehicle struck the rear of another car, pushing that vehicle into a third car. The vehicle that Singh hit burst into flames.
Oh, my goodness.
The driver, Robert Pearson, died at the scene.
That's sad.
The wreckage blocked the highway for about 7 hours. Despite having an immigration detainer on him.
Oh, my goodness.
Despite that, officials in Washington State ignored the ICE request and allowed Singh to walk right out of jail and back into the population.
Unreal.
In other words, you could literally kill somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the country illegally. You obtained a driver's license that is fraudulent, and you could just walk out of jail. Wow. Isn't that a frightening thought?
It is.
Yeah, if you're coming home over the holidays from somewhere, and you kill somebody due to your own negligence, what do you think is going to happen? You think they're going to walk you out of jail? Yeah, maybe in about 10 years.
Amazing.
So I guess it pays. It pays to be an illegal alien, I guess. These documented and dangerous sanctuary policies have deadly consequences, according to Tricia McLaughlin, the DHS assistant secretary. Robert Pearson would still be alive today if the Biden administration hadn't released this illegal alien into our country. How many more Americans have to be killed before Democrat politicians start to put the public safety ahead of politics? And, I mean, I don't know. The Democrats that are in charge of these things that will not work with the federal government, that have these sanctuary policies, I never hear them apologize. Do you?
No.
No, it doesn't seem to be in the equation.
Newsom and Walz alone should just be on their knees begging for forgiveness from the American people for what they've inflicted onto our country.
29-year-old husband and father of two young boys. This was the same accident. Robert Blake Pearson, and this is sad. You know, they want to tell you about Bleeding Heart. Oh, they're just looking for a better life for their family and all that. Well, the other side of the equation is somebody like this Robert Pearson who lost his life, burned to death most likely. How pleasant is that?
Mm-hmm.
And left behind two young boys.
How about his family?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What about that? In the country legally, law-abiding citizen.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing, trying to raise a couple of boys. Just sickening.
Mm-hmm.
Two-thirds of Republicans want legalized migration to be decreased or ended. This is a new poll by YouGov. We're talking legal migration. I'm not that harsh on it. I am pro immigration, but it's got to be done legally.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to be properly vetted. They have to have a desire to want to assimilate.
That's a big key.
Yeah, and become an American. And yeah, then I don't have a problem with it. Within reason. I mean, as large as this country is, I mean, it just can't over a 4-year period take in 10 to 20 million people, especially when a good majority of them aren't really looking to necessarily assimilate and to become American. Mm-hmm. They're just looking for the advantages.
Well, but you want the ones who are coming here who used to, you had to prove you had a place to stay, that you had a job lined up and all kinds of things. You need to be contributing to the country, not just being, a tick sucking the blood life out of it.
Right. No, times have changed, but yeah. that's the the immigrants that we recall coming and wanting to learn the language and still maybe wanting to live around people that they're familiar with or share things with. That's where you get your little Italian or Irish neighborhoods and things like that. But they assimilated. They assimilated into the workplace. Mm-hmm. Their children assimilated into the school systems, and and they became as American as anybody else.
Uh-huh.
And I think because of what has happened under, say, the Biden administration, I think that there's just a lot of Americans that are really fed up with it.
Yes.
And they're just saying, you know what? Let's just say no to everybody.
Uh-huh.
And I could see that.
Absolutely.
At least for a period of time. At least sort of give it a, give it a rest.
Well, it needs
a chance to catch up.
It needs a restart. It needs a re-evaluation and a restart.
Here's kind of the sad side to that, though. There are many people that are going through this process in a completely legal manner. Mm-hmm. They're jumping through all the many hoops. They are patient with the long, long time that it takes now. The whole system is, Right. Well, it does need to be reworked. But, you know, think about that. And then it would be awful just to cut them off. Just say, True. Okay, well, sorry, the line ended here and you missed it. That would be, you know, maybe some of these people that are already in the system and waiting. Mm-hmm. Would definitely be sort of grandfathered in, if you will.
Oh yeah.
But I'm kind of surprised that that many people want less or zero. I can see a lot of less, but zero immigration. Now, in contrast, 17% of Democrats want legalized migration to be cut back. 17%. But 37% of Democrat voters want more legal migration. As does 6% of the GOP. So they actually want more.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wonder what the thought is behind that. I mean, labor, what?
Population and demographics changing, perhaps, making sure that there's enough young workers to support us in our old age, Craig.
Well, that means they got to get jobs and pay into Social Security.
Well, there's that.
There is that part. Otherwise, the program doesn't work.
Well, remember, we are talking about legal migration.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Kaffir Carroll, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, immigration is my focus for like 25 years or so, and I'm a daughter of a legal immigrant. My mother was a war bride, a Holocaust survivor. My dad, a U.S. soldier in World War II. Anyway, I'm opposed to a lot of legal immigration, too.
What do you think the guidelines should be? Should we be choosing by religion, country, you know, the origin? I mean, who do you say yes to and who do you say no to?
I want to go back to pre-65, the Immigration Act that Democrats pushed through, and they promised that they eliminated that quota system where immigration would come from countries that have values and like similar to our own. So that they did fit in, they did assimilate, and the Democrats on purpose got rid of that, and they promised it would not change the face of America, but it has. And there's so many things about older immigration that was better because people came individually; they didn't have chain migration. They, you know, families would save to let maybe their oldest son come over, and he came alone, and. Ties are pretty much cut off way back when, because now we have, you know, phone calls and computer, you know, Zooms, and they could stay in touch with their family. And, you know, it hinders immigration. And they come in big groups, like the Somalis. They come in big groups, and they settle together, and they keep their own religion. And they keep their own culture. And I want to remind everyone that Gainesville and Alachua County were a welcoming city and county and were refugee resettlement and illegal immigration sanctuary. And, you know, Gainesville has voted to spend over $1 million to make all city, county services, library, police, et cetera, in 5 different languages. So yeah. You're not encouraging assimilation.
No, no, they're not. And look, you were at the forefront for all that. This welcoming city is, you know, this is a dog whistle thing. And it was back when, you know, the gates weren't as wide open as they were under the Biden administration. And so, yeah, you were definitely ahead of the curve on that. Kaffir Carroll, always a pleasure. It is 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we still have a lot to talk about, including our buddy Governor Walz. What's he up to these days?
Oh.
We'll have some fun with that coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. It is true. Dan Bongino is stepping down from his position at the FBI. Probably go back to do his podcast. That was slightly more lucrative. Well, $5 million compared to $221,000. So, you know, Everybody's got to do what they got to do.
Yeah.
Of course, the Democrats will turn this into, you know, the administration under Trump is falling apart. They're jumping like drunken rats off the sinking ship or something like that.
Of course.
Yeah, of course. They'll try to make a bigger deal out of it than it is. By the way, you know, he battled cancer and has got a clean bill of health. I'm referring to Dan Bongino. But, you know, once you go through something like that and you've got, you know, young children, I mean, I don't think they're really young right now, but I mean, they're still younger.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the lovely wife and all that. I think you do look at things like, well, quality of life. And I think he did the admiral thing when the right thing when he was called upon to serve his country. And I think as a patriot, he did that. And I have no idea whether this has anything to do with money whatsoever or not. I guess it's the closest I can sort of relate. Do you know what I mean? Like pay does for most of us kind of motivates us. And, you know, it's our path, you know, that we need in life to,
sure,
you know, feed our family. So that's kind of what. And also, I think he got in there and I think he said, holy cow, man, these people are entrenched. There is a lot of bad players in here.
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know, this is going to be a battle. And maybe he just didn't feel like he was going to be able to make enough of a difference. And, you know, they already gave him a hard time because he didn't have a big FBI background. But for crying out loud, it wasn't a Secret Service. Do you know what I mean? It's not like he walked off, you know, came in off the streets after being like, you know, an office delivery boy. I mean, the guy had some serious experience under his belt. But no, they tried to make it a difficult time for him anyway. And so we'll see. Well, of course, we wish him all the best and continued success in his life. And they were talking about like they might have somebody to put in that position right away. I haven't heard any names. And if I did, they wouldn't necessarily be names that we know.
Right.
So we'll figure that out as we go along. Then we got our favorite knucklehead. And when I say that, you know what I'm talking about, right? You know, and I don't even want him to have that. I consider that a term of endearment. Hey, you knucklehead, get over here.
Oh,
or
yeah,
like the Three Stooges.
Exactly.
You know, that kind of thing. Or a Harley engine. They had the knucklehead.
Yes.
Flathead,
yes.
Knucklehead, panhead. And, I'm calling Greg names now. At this point.
Yeah.
But,
right.
Yeah, I don't want him to have sort of a warm and fey, you knucklehead.
He's just a terrible individual.
Well,
in so many ways.
Yes.
On purpose.
With a terrible politics, terrible agenda. I mean, the guy is, he's just not a good guy. He signed executive orders on Tuesday expanding Minnesota's red flag law and creating a statewide safety council intended to prevent mass violence and targeted attacks. Wow. Well, if you have the secret to that, my friend, I'll stop calling you names.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sneaking suspicion that although it may be intended to prevent these things, it'll be real hard to connect the dots from A to B to C as to how that's going to take place.
I mean, you throw in a gun grab, some more gun-free zones, some more red flag laws that get people in trouble. You can, you know, rat on your neighbor because you think they've got too many guns. We can see where this is going.
Wall's gun control executive orders come after the state legislature refused to pass gun control measures that he was pushing back in August. Minneapolis Catholic school attack, that's what kind of spurred that at that time, in which a transgender man who had been identifying as a woman opened fire during mass. And he said, these actions today don't limit your freedom at all. Being shot dead in your school certainly does. There's no one fix to this, but there are certainly things that we know. There are certain things that we've learned globally that make a difference, and these two actions will be another step in the right direction. Mm. But, you know, the legislature in Minnesota just didn't buy into it.
No.
Because maybe they've discovered, like many other people have, that this whole idea of gun control is not only is it ineffective, But you, all you're doing always in every attempt is just making it more difficult for the law-abiding citizen who has the God-given Second Amendment right.
Mm-hmm.
Walz did not mention the Catholic school attacker used three guns, a pistol, a rifle, and a shotgun, and that he bought all three guns legally, which means he complied with the existing left's gun controls on acquisition. And my understanding is in Australia, where all those people were murdered during a Hanukkah celebration on Bondi Beach, the father legally possessed those guns.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, all you're going to do is put the squeeze on law-abiding citizens. You're going to make it more difficult for those people. You're going to make it difficult for maybe poorer people. You don't think if you live in a worse neighborhood, you may have more of a reason or more of a need to actually defend yourself, your person, and your home and your family than the average person. But all of these things, usually when they're put into place, negatively impacts the lawful gun holder and does nothing to stop the criminal mind, the sick mind that is out to kill and murder. It doesn't do anything. We know that. James Cameron, the movie guy, director guy.
Yeah, good work. Not a fan of him personally.
He's back at saying stupid things.
Really? Again?
Yeah, he was quiet for just a little while anyway.
Yeah, guess it's his turn.
But he's opened his pie hole and stupidity spills out. We'll deal with that coming up. Also, the 9 o'clock stretch, my goodness, is right around the corner. It is Thursday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Craig Cassidy is here. And we've got a lot more coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.